sometimes when people get older, they complain they're getting stiff in their
joints.
And this upper part of a man's body, that's his
chest.
And these are his
shoulders.
And this is all that's my right
leg.
And that's my
foot.
I got two
feet.
What about this part of right here?
Shin.
Yeah. And have you ever heard this part right here called anything particular?
It's the thigh.
Yeah. Or have you ever, sometimes people say they have to, when they get out like this, what they call themselves doing, they had to
squat.
Yeah. You ever heard of that put any other way? Had to squat down or had to.
No.
Have you ever heard people say something like, had to hunker down?
Yeah.
Or have you heard that part, ever called the haunches?
Yeah, the haunches. That's usually the buttocks is what they refer to.
I see. Or say if somebody has been sick for a while, but he's up and around now, you might say, well, old so-and-so's up and around now, but he still looks a little
pale, peaked.
Peaked, yeah. Poorly, something like that.
Yeah, poorly is sometimes used.
Yeah. Or say, talking about a man who can lift very heavy weights, you say he's very
strong.
Any other way of putting that? He's strong, or he's would you ever hear somebody say he's stout or he's husky?
Stout and hefty. Husky would be if he was short and strong.
I see. But stout if he was.
Yeah, it could be anything. Probably he'd be taller.
Yeah, but still referring to the fact that he's
strong.
Or say a man who just always has a smile on his face and he just never loses his temper, you say, well, he's just mighty.
Calm.
Or maybe another way of putting it would be he's mighty kind or good-natured or something.
Good-natured.
Like good-natured, yeah. Or, you know, sometimes when boys are growing up, they seem to reach a point where they just stumble over things, bump into things.
Clumsy.
Yeah, he's mighty clumsy, or he's mighty
awkward.
Yeah. What about if you were a person who was talking about another man who just kept on doing things that didn't make any sense at all? You'd say, well, that's so and so, he's just plain
stupid.
Yeah. Or
crazy.
Yeah. Do you ever hear people say something like, well, don't pay attention to him, he's just plain fool.
Yeah. He's just a fool.
Yeah. Where you're from, would that be pretty strong thing to
yeah.
say somebody?
Yeah, you don't call people fool.
Yeah. What about the people ever talk about, you know, the biblical implications
yeah.
of that?
Mm-hmm.
Or say a man who has a lot of money, but he likes to hang on to it.
A miser.
Yeah. Or he's an old. Anything else besides miser that might be able to use there?
No, not that.
You ever heard people who call referred to as a tightwad?
Yeah, old tightwad, yeah.
So tight he squeaks.
Yeah. So tight that he squeaks.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. If you were going to use the word common about a person, say, oh, so and so is just as common as he can be, what would you mean by that?
Every day he likes to relate to others and gets the things he has to done and
just
goes about his business.
So you call him using that word, he'd be
just a common person.
And to me he was an average person.
Average, yeah.
Could you ever use that word in a derogatory sense?
In certain times.
Could you give an example?
Well, when a person could have been more and just settled for mediocrity.
My grandmother had a context for putting that in that left no doubts is what she meant. She'd say, well, that girl's just common as gully girl.
You find it everywhere.
Yeah.